Paula Alamong welcomes me into her home near Merlin in Josephine County as her elderly dog Wally checks out the visitor.
Wonder dog.
I just came from doing 48 hours, getting paid for 32, but being in the person's home for 48 hours so that the family members could get a break.
Alamong settles wearily into a lounge chair while her husband operates a wood splitter out near the garden. Alamong loves her work. Helping people in need gives her a deep sense of satisfaction. But she says it's hard.
I haven't had a shower in 2 days. You know, you wake up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning and you don't go to bed until 10 o'clock at night.
Dealing with someone elderly or developmentally disabled or mentally ill, she says that's what the job requires.
When you're a caregiver, you come second, and the care needs of the person you're with come first.
Despite those demands, the pay is modest. Alamong says that without her husband's income, she couldn't manage.
If you're single, you're not going to be able to support yourself because these jobs don't pay. There's just no money in it.
Lily Hogue says that's true.
Folks working in paid care jobs are making on average $10 an hour with very limited access to benefits.
Hogue is director at Oregon CareWorks, which commissioned a study of Oregon's care economy. CareWorks is a project of the nonprofit group Family Forward and the Service Employees International Union Local 503, which represents, among others, care workers. Hogue says the study found there are about 70,000 paid care workers in the state. Nearly all are women and are disproportionately women of color.
Which means that these are also people who likely are providing unpaid care at home for their own children. So we have an entire economy focused around women providing paid and unpaid care, and we're not valuing it on either side.
The study also found care workers were much more likely than American workers as a whole to be receiving government benefits, such as food stamps. While caregivers are poorly compensated, the cost of hiring care work is very high. For example, infant care in Oregon costs an average of $14,000 a year. That's more than half what an average single-parent family makes. So the woman who earns $10 an hour doing home health care for elderly people typically can't afford to pay for daycare for her own children when she goes to work. Hogue says all these factors contribute to high turnover among care workers.
60% in the long-term care fields. In group homes, we're averaging 90%.
And Hogue says that has a predictably negative effect on the availability and quality of care. Laura Dresser says all this points to the need for Oregon and the U.S. as a whole to enact policies to make caregiving more sustainable for both providers and receivers.
A substantial systemic investment in infrastructure for childcare and home health care systematically can change the way your economy works.
Dresser is with the Center on Wisconsin Strategy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and a co-author of the Care Economy Study. During the recent session of the Oregon Legislature, Dresser told the Senate Workforce Committee that care is a social good and, if properly supported, has broad social benefits.
We know that investments in kids pay off in the long run, not only for their kids and their families, but also for the economy in general. And the same for women and having that support.
Dresser said policies on paid family leave, flexible work schedules, and fairer compensation for care workers would go a long way toward easing economic stress on families giving and receiving care. In 2015, Oregon lawmakers boosted pay and benefits for some home care workers. Last session, they made sure increased funding for care agencies led to better pay for care workers. Back in her living room after that 48-hour shift, Paula Alamong says she's seeing growing demand on the care system.
This is going to be the biggest industry with baby boomers, and it's not going to go away.
If boomers expect to get the quality care they're going to need, she says, changes will have to be made, and fast. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.